On the line, I have Simeon. Simeon, can you hear me?
I can, Sam. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. No problem. I was explaining a little bit to people about what you do, so I'm looking forward to learning a little bit more about. I was mentioning beforehand that maybe it's you know, you are a massage therapist, so emotional code is about releasing the trapped emotion within the body, I would imagine, is it?
Yes, yeah, so the emotion code is, so everything we experience has an emotional frequency, and if it's not expressed, it can become trapped and stored in the subconscious mind.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Like everything, you know, whether it's something from when we were a few years old, or, you know, say it was an emotional breakup, or it was like, you know, a fear thing with like something that happened over the last few years, all of that, if it's not expressed properly, it can become stored in the body.
Right.
And that's what the emotion code is about, is the clearing of that energy, just to help the body move back to a balanced state.
Okay. And do different emotions go into different parts of our body and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Different emotions can affect different organs, whether it's your heart, your kidneys, liver. So it's designed by Dr. Bradley Nelson, who's he's a chiropractor in the States, and you know, he was just looking for another way to help his clients, his patients.
Okay.
So when we're doing the emotion code, we're using a muscle testing. It's like kinesiology to figure out what's going on in the subconscious, connecting mm-hmm. to your client's subconscious. And just picking up what's going on.
Okay. So it's like the kinesiology is in you. You're asking the body what's going on.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. Because our bodies, our subconscious holds all of the answers of mm-hmm. you know what's happened for us throughout our lives, and sometimes it can go even further. It can go back generations as well.
Mm. Now, I've had kinesiology done, so, but I think a lot of people out there might not do. So do you want to explain a little bit about the body testing?
So the muscle testing, it could be like a finger and finger, like muscle testing, and you'll find your yes and you'll find your no.
Mm.
You could use a pendulum as well. So it's just like finding your yes and no, and just connecting in with the subconscious of your client to figure out. It could be anything from, like, you know, a trapped emotion of anger or fear, from even, you know, childhood. It could be present. It could be used to test if someone's allergic to dairy or wheat, if they have certain food intolerances. And it can be used in a lot broader way as well when we get into the body code system to see all of the different areas of things that can affect us.
So what you do is you test the body, you figure out where the emotion might be trapped in their body, and then what do you do?
So usually when we're doing the muscle testing, if we need to find more information, we'll find an age.
Mm-hmm.
And we just keep on decoding it until we find out more. So if an age wasn't enough, maybe it's linked to a person or an event, and it's just, you know, decoding it and figuring it out. So that we can pinpoint the energy of it, then clear the energy of it.
Okay. So is it a long process to figure that out, or can you get there quite quickly sometimes?
It's quite a quick process.
Okay.
It's quite a quick process. Sessions are usually, you know, 40 minutes roughly.
Okay.
But it just depends how much you're clearing and what you're working on. If you're doing something that was, like, you know, very severe, like where someone has something like bipolar as an example, where the trauma is so severe that the personality splits, then there might be a little bit more work to do than, you know, say, like your average person who's struggling with addiction. You know?
Yeah.
Um, Whereas, you know, we all experience different things throughout our life, and we accumulate different amounts of emotional baggage, and so it's hard to give a time scale on how much work someone might want to do personally to get the best benefit. A general session is about 40 minutes.
And would a lot of the clients come in and would they feel a relief fairly quickly on, or does it take a couple of sessions?
It's usually a couple of sessions, but sometimes during a single session you can see pretty big results. But it's all dependent on what's going on. But when it's quite severe, if something's quite severe and it's been really bothering someone for decades, I think it's fair to say that, you know, if it takes 10 sessions or 15 sessions, then, you know, to really, you know, make a big change, then it's worth spending that time, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, if someone comes in and they say they're struggling in general, but they have no idea exactly what's going on for them, is it the muscle testing will kind of give you an answer to that if you don't have the questions?
So usually when we start the session, we'll just ask what are the things we want to work on. If, you know, is it like relationship issues? Is it like you know, feeling depressed? And, you know, and then we'll kind of pinpoint it back. But the body will always tell us what's most important. You know, with the body code, it might take us to, like, there might be a need for certain vitamins or minerals, you know, like the B vitamin niacin's quite a powerful antidepressant for, you know, and just getting people into a proper hormonal balance, I think, goes a long way, whether it's true decreasing excess stress and cortisol, or maybe it's you know, maybe moving more towards exercise, or maybe there's certain dietary things that are important. And the body code's quite good for giving you know, advice and guidance with all of them.
So the general person, you know, it's all dependent on what exactly. But I suppose one of the things you just said there was relationships. So people aren't coming to you necessarily with pains in their bodies. They're coming to you with, you know, a lot of things that people would go for psychotherapy.
It can be quite broad, really. It's generally anyone who's having like an emotional or, you know, spiritual discomfort, who's, you know, struggling or one way or another. And you know, usually if one thing's out, a few things are out together, aren't they?
And do you, I was chatting there before you came on about the connections between the physical pains in the body and the emotion. I suppose you see a lot of that, do you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got the privilege to work with a really good chiropractor in Cork, and it's quite amazing. You show me how, like, if the spine is out, if the pelvis is out, and you know, if things aren't sitting right with the spine, you know, it's hitting on nerve endings, things aren't connecting properly. And I suppose on a sporting physical standpoint, you're not able to recruit the power out of the muscles that you would if everything's in alignment. And on a worse side of things, you could have a pain shooting down, you know, a certain area. But I suppose we do see when, like, the emotional side of things gets too much, people kind of carry it on their shoulders, and sometimes it can drag us down, can't it?
Well, it can, yeah. And I mean, I do think I must admit, and I suppose I would have looked a lot towards Louise Hay and stuff like that before, where, you know, different parts of our body are connected to different emotions. That's what's actually going on for us. And the amount of times, even myself, as I was saying beforehand, I was saying that I would take time in my life, you know, on a daily basis, where I would actually just sit and be with myself and notice if there was anything coming up, as in pains and aches in my body, and try and actually figure out where they are. Because everything is personal to each different person, even though you have, say, the likes of Louise Hay, who's probably pinpointed, you know, every organ in the body and every aches and pain in the body relation to emotions. It's all relevant to ourselves, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And And then there's such great words of wisdom with taking that time to listen to our body and listen to our internal dialogue and just kind of figure out what's best for ourselves and what's going on with ourselves. It's worth its weight in gold.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, you know, we've all kind of fallen into society where the mobile phones and televisions and so many other things are such a huge distraction from us of just actually sitting with ourselves, because we have the answers within us. We all have the answers within us, but we choose, and it's always a choice, to distract ourselves by so many things in life, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. But I mean, everything's kind of designed with the dopamine hit with the phones and technology to kind of, you know, pull us away from ourselves. Mm. But I mean, they're great tools at the same time. But I guess it's just the challenges of the modern Western living, isn't it?
Well, it is, like, and it is definitely a challenge. And I must admit, even working with some of the younger clients, you know, how addicted they are to the mobile phones now. Like, it's just ridiculous. And I'm seeing more and more, especially in my private practice, around the fact that the distraction of mobile phones, you know, the amount of my clients that I suggest that they sit for 5 minutes, you know, with their own thoughts and feelings and not with a phone. If, you know, they actually practically laugh at me to say, you know, I don't think I can do that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's I saw the same thing recently with one of my clients. She was doing 16 hours a day on her phone at most. It was like, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, to be on the device so much, isn't it?
But I mean, that's the interesting thing. They have no problem by actually saying that they could actually spend a couple of hours on their phone. But when you suggest that they actually sit with themselves and sit with their feelings and emotions and sit with what's going on for them in their body, they struggle. Which, considering you're you and you're always you, you should never struggle with you.
It's terrible, really, all of the things that are put in place with I guess making us unhealthy, isn't it? I mean, whether it's, you know, the mind and, you know, with the phones and devices, or it's the food for our bodies, or it's like the spiritual connection too. Everything is, everything's kind of made very, very difficult, isn't it? For, you know, I guess, especially with the younger generation, with all of the COVID restrictions and everything. Yes, it's very important to be able to sit with our thoughts and feelings and emotions. And the thing with the emotion code is, when we're doing it, it's clearing the emotional baggage and what's happened throughout our life. And it's it can be done in person, or it can be done like over Skype or Zoom, or it, you know, because the quantum field doesn't know distance, so to speak.
Okay.
So the sessions I've done online, I've been working with people, you know, in different parts of Ireland, and still managed to have, you know, help people, you know, recover and kind of bring back all of the blocked out memories from the childhood in order to help move forward. And that's quite common with the heart wall clearing. So with the emotion code, you've got six types of emotions. You've got common emotions. They're the emotions you experience yourself, and it's like solely your own emotion. You know, it could be anger, frustration. It could be any, you know, any emotion out of, you know, the 60 emotions in the emotion code chart. And they're broken down into six sections with an eight, so 12 sections. So we use kinesiology to work our way down through them and pinpoint them. So the common emotions are what we experience ourselves. The shared emotions are, you know, like if two people are at the same place at the same time and they experience the same emotion. An example could be, say, like the Twin Towers collapsing or something. Everyone might experience the same fear or shock at that time and trap that same emotion in their body because they experienced that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
An absorbed trapped emotion would be, say, if you saw someone was, suffering in a certain way and you're feeling that emotion for them in a very empathic way, you may absorb that emotion they're experiencing.
Okay.
Prenatal is when in the womb, so like when we're in the womb, we can, we're still, a live, living being. And if things are experienced, like traumas by the mother, they can become trapped in the body as well.
Okay.
And we also have inherited trapped emotions. I'm sure that's something that's been very well recorded with the concentration camps, that caused trauma generations on. I think there's been a lot of that in Ireland as well. It just hasn't been recorded with everything that has gone on, going back generations.
Okay. So we're going to go for an ad break here, Simeon, and we'll come back to continuing on with this conversation. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about how you can do releasing these trapped emotions through virtual. I just assumed that you had to go to your place in West Cork, but you can literally do with this with anybody all over the world.
Yes, absolutely, Shane. It can be done anywhere around the world.
That's fantastic. I'm just going to take a break for an ad break, and we'll be back to you there in 2 minutes, okay? Welcome back after the ads. Simeon, you're still on the line?
Yes, thanks so much.
Sorry, we had to take a break for the ads that pay for the radio show. So we were talking earlier on about emotional coding. I was asking you about how do you do it virtually, I suppose. How do you do it without actually physically touching the person?
You'd use yourself as a proxy.
Okay.
So when we're clearing the emotion, we're running a magnet down the governing meridian, which is down the back, down the head, and just to clear the energy and use the intention. It's always a very spiritual thing to try and connect to God or Source and use that to clear the energy of what's going on. When we're doing on proxy online, we're running a magnet down the governing meridian. We're muscle testing and pinpointing what's going on, and there's a few things that I'd like to cover. Is one thing's the heart wall, and so when we've like really traumatic things that happen in our life, we put up an emotional barrier around the heart, when traumas are very severe, and this is to stop us from having pain, but it can also kind of block us giving out love as well too at the same time. When this is cleared, it's quite common if a lot of blocked out memories come back and are regained, and this can be quite a challenging process, but it's very good afterwards. After all of the memories are regained and the process has gone through, there's generally a big sense of peace. They'll have more compassion for themselves and for others, and love for themselves and others, and it can benefit as well in helping to reduce self-sabotage, whether that be an addiction or something that's not of benefit.
Okay.
And that's a part of the emotion code. So that's kind of summing up the emotion code now. So if we move on to the body code, that's the one after the course after the emotion code. And it has six main categories. So it's got energies, which includes the emotion code. It's got circuits and systems, and that's basically all of the different circuits and systems that run within the body. And we've got toxins, that could be anything from like food toxins to heavy metal toxicity. And we've got pathogens, which could be anything from parasites to bacteria and misalignments. So we're going through all of the different, skeleton, chakras, energy centers, and the meridians and all of the energy centers that could be misaligned through like a physical strain, stress, or an emotional. And we've got nutrition or lifestyle as well as another category, with all of the different nutrients, vitamins, and things that we may be deficient in or we may need.
Okay. So you can track all this in people's bodies?
Yes. It's because our body's always storing that information.
It's like a computer.
It is. It's.
Or a computer is like the body.
The human body is an amazing thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic what it can do. I think that we only tap into, you know, it was 10% of what exactly our body can do for us.
Yeah, it's just amazing, all of the, you know, different functions and amazing things the body can do. There's three quick stories I'd like to go through with the body code, because there's so many categories. There's six categories, and all of them, like the emotion code, is just one of the little sections in the energy section. It's one of six. So the body code's quite a vast app. So the first story I'd like to mention would be, it's in relation to toxins. And so I had someone who came to me with cancer, and he was, you know, he was in his 60s. He was a really, you know, strong, healthy farmer, never drank, smoked, or took drugs, pharmaceutical or otherwise, you know, and ate all organic, you know, so it was kind of fun, hard to pinpoint what was causing the illness for the man. And so I asked what was the cause for his cancer. And nothing I'm saying is medical advice. This is a big disclaimer. Nothing is medical advice. But what came up was the amalgam fillings, which are 50% mercury, and that's second to uranium on the most toxic substance we have. So his mouth was filled with the mercury fillings.
Right.
It was causing massive cancer growth for him.
Okay.
And I had another man who was with me before, and he had cancer 20 years ago, and he had cancer 3 years ago. And the cancer he had, and so what I did was I pulled up the Weston Price dentistry chart, which links each tooth to an organ. And the cancer he had 20 years ago, he had Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he had a mercury amalgam filling in the teeth that were linked to his lymph nodes. And the cancer he had 4 years ago, he had thyroid cancer, and the tooth that linked to his thyroid, you know, had an amalgam filling in it as well. So there's no way of saying for sure that there could be a correlation between it, but it's possible that highly toxic things cause illness, and it's good to pinpoint them. And then if we know what's causing something, the cause and effect, then we can do a lot more to, you know, change lifestyle and habits in order to get the best out of our health.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say your knowledge, you know, I'd say every day you're learning something new. You know, a client comes to present something to you and you go, oh, I wonder what that is, you know?
Yeah, it's great. Every day's a school day.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, like you were just saying there, I mean, I suppose, like, if you'd even think of the mercury fillings, you know, something that we would have all got, you know, we would have been offered, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and, you know, they don't really do that anymore, like, so, but, you know, back then they didn't really think about whether it was damaging you or not, they were just doing what they thought was best, you know?
Yes, yeah, of course, and another story was, I had a client who was, she was having a terrible autoimmune condition where her kidneys weren't filtering the blood properly. And so I asked what it was linked to, and it came up as parasites.
Okay.
The parasites in the body were linking to it.
Wow.
And so what we found was when she did things to kill parasites, like eat a ton of garlic, her symptoms reduced. I stupidly one day I gave her, you know, a cake, and then, like, cakes are terrible for the body. I wasn't thinking properly, but it parasites, and her symptoms got way worse. But when she contacted a parasite specialist and went through all of the parasite killing protocols, all of her symptoms reduced. And I'm not sure, is there a big correlation between, you know, parasites affecting the body and autoimmune conditions? Because if the body is so intelligent and it's got such great abilities to do all of these things, it might be unlikely for it to be attacking itself.
Right, yeah.
There might be more likely a foreign body doing it within the body.
Okay, yeah.
Another thing I saw with one of the clients was she had in the energy, she had an offensive energy, a saboteur energy, and she was struggling a lot with smoking, and when we cleared it, she was able to stop smoking straight away.
Wow. It's unbelievable, the cause and effect of such small things, isn't it?
It is. I think everything has a cause and effect in the body. I completely agree, Shane. And I guess once we find the underlying reason for what's going on, and we can pinpoint it, then we can, help to get people back to their best health, ideally.
Yeah. And I mean, that is the ultimate goal in the end, is to pinpoint these areas of things that are actually going wrong in our body. And, you know, even coming to it from a practical point of view, I run a cancer support centre, and even hearing what you're saying, finding fillings in their teeth, that they might be the reason that they actually, got the cancer. All these things are just absolutely powerful, really learning these things and helping people in that way,
It's a great job you're doing with the cancer support. It's a great service to the community, and it must be really tough, but it's massive. Touching on what you're saying, there could be even people using a microwave for 20, 30, 40 years and, mutating all the protein fibers in their food and eating that. Mm. That's just a recipe for cancer. It could be certain chemicals or toxins or using Roundup, getting it into the body. There's just such a long list of things that kind of bombard,
and unfortunately you can only work with one person at a time, like myself, It's just really getting the knowledge out there that these certain things, certain chemicals and stuff like that, have this cause and effect. And I suppose, look, if you think about Roundup, that it is quite toxic, you have to wear a mask when you're wearing it and stuff like that. So it would make sense that if it does get into a food source or something like that, that it would have a negative impact on your body,
Yeah, and it's terrible, the thought of having food sources designed to soak it up too, isn't it?
Yeah, but I mean...
I think it's brilliant as the knowledge goes forward and more people, get in tune with their bodies and connected back to nature, I think, is the big thing.
Well, that's it. And I suppose I do a lot of that as well, as connecting back in with nature and, grounding yourself. And here in Yall, we're so lucky that we're by the sea. And if you go paddling every day, it just completely clears that negative energy and stuff in your body, fairly quickly,
It's amazing. And I think it goes back to what you're saying earlier about being able to sit with yourself. And I think the more we connect into nature, the easier it is.
Yeah. But unfortunately, as well as we're talking about it, it is a struggle to get people to understand and to do that. And what I do find is that, people will have great intentions and they might do exactly what we're suggesting here for a couple of weeks, but then they'll slip back into the old patterns again,
And it's just about creating those new patterns, isn't it? And it's about everything together, isn't it? It's the mind, body, and spirit, isn't it?
I don't just look at psychotherapy, I look at other aspects. That's why I have the likes of you on the radio and 2 weeks ago then I had, somebody else talking about the tongue, and before that I think I had somebody else talking about energies that are around us and how they help and cure us. Because there are so much more out there than just the general run-of-the-mill ways of actually fixing ourselves. There's so many complementary therapies out there that can actually help and change people and let people realise that, the old patterns that they're doing isn't working for them, so they need to change. And that's why what you're doing, is going to go on from leaps and bounds, Blake. But, you know, as I said, I can't imagine your type of job of looking at all the different things, the emotional code, the body code, and trying to figure out what exactly is going on and pinpoint what's going on in somebody. And it must be a blessing that when you do find something, and if someone's come into a serious illness or something like that, like you were talking with the stories about the cancer people, who you've actually suddenly identified what actually could be causing it, and it could just be as simple as mercury poisoning,
It is such a blessing, and it's amazing to have this tool to be able to pinpoint, these things with the body code, and it's I think one of the things that's really unique and really useful is the clearing of the offensive or negative energies. If people are in a really bad mental health state, it can really help to knock the monkey off the back, so to speak. If someone's really knocked themselves, and if they're not in the driver's seat, I think it's a really powerful tool in that respect.
And is there any tips or anything you can give people of just in general about like clearing that negative energy and what they need to do and stuff like that?
I'd say the most important thing is to look after the physical body. Because the better condition your body is, the higher the vibration you're in, the less vulnerable you are to being, messed with on a spiritual level, and the stronger you are on a mental level. I think physical strength does help with mental strength too. And I think being in alignment is so important, that your spine, your back is in alignment. And that can mean making sure your upper back's strong, making sure that your pelvis is in alignment, that you're not dropping on one side. So I think being physically active, doing some resistance training, whether it's weights or body weight, and doing some stretching and mobility work, and as well the whole nutritional thing as well, that we're not consuming too much toxins, and we're getting all of the nutrients, vitamins and minerals we need, that we haven't got any deficiencies that are affecting us on our physical recovery or our mental state.
So it's a combination of physical, mental, emotional, and food health, really. It's a combination of everything, really.
Absolutely. The physical body, the mind, and the spiritual health, it's all very intertwined, isn't it?
As you were talking about the spine there, I noticed that I was slightly slouched over as I was talking into the microphone, so I've actually sat myself up completely straight now at the moment. And it's something that I am definitely trying to address. It was one of my New Year's resolution is that to keeping the spine straight as I can, especially walking and stuff like that, and not being slouched over, And I must admit, even since you mentioned it there, and I've pulled myself into that erect sitting position, I'm actually feeling a bit better in myself, and my shoulders feel a bit straighter, and I actually feel that I can breathe,
Great, amazing. And sometimes with life and work and all of these things, we need to do the things for ourselves, whether it's doing some body work, whether it's chiropractic care, massage, or an osteopath, or lifting some weights, for just getting all of the postural muscles firing and strong, so we yeah. don't have to think about it as much, that it'll just be doing it more on its own.
Yeah. So I must admit, it's been very enlightening for me now to listen to everything that you're doing and what fantastic work you're doing in West Cork. So if someone wants to get in contact with you, how would they get in contact with you, Simeon?
Thank you so much, Shane. The website is reneenwellness.ie, and my phone number is 087-096-3815.
Okay, it's been an absolute privilege getting to know you over the radio waves, and I must admit, as I said, you're doing fantastic work, and keep it up, and I suppose one client at a time, we'll get there, so thanks very much for coming on the show, Simeon.
The privilege is all mine. Thank you so much, Shane. Thank
Okay,
you
thank
so
you.
much.
Bye now.